same.
Oh, well, it would be better, but it needs grease, and the squeaking wheel needs grease.
Okay, well, what do you say you do when you put grease on it?
Well, you lubricate it.
And after you put the grease on it, then you'd have to wash your hands probably, because it'd be all...
After you wash your hands, what?
You'd have to wash your hands because they'd be all what?
Greasy.
What about the stuff you'd use to burn in a lamp?
Well, that would be, we always just call it plain kerosene.
And what about a homemade lamp where you take a bottle of kerosene and put some kind of wick in it?
Wick in it, well, well, it's, I never saw one of them. Of course, they do take, they make flambeaux, of course, that's your French word for lights, and they make them something like that, flambeaux. That's put a wick in a metal can or something like that for light.
And what type of thing would that be with it? When you say flambeaux?
Well, of course, that... Well, that would be used mostly to place stationary around some objects like around the roads or something like that to warn the person danger of running into holes or something like that, or running over machinery or something like that. That's what mostly a flambeau would be used for. But I never saw a bottle or anything used with a wick in it. I never saw that outside of a Molotov cocktail or something like that.
Yeah, just that question has been made a little bit out of date, so
yeah,
people have said Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Another one that's getting out of date, but the inside of a car tire, or the thing that goes inside the tire.
Well, we used to have inner tubes, yes. I gave away four nice ones yesterday. Still got some around the warehouse, yeah.
What kind of boat would you use to be like a one that you row properly to?
Well, we just call them a regular rowboat, and of course some people would call them a bateau, but...
Would they be talking about the same thing?
Well, of course the bateau is generally a smaller, yes, it's generally a smaller boat. Of course the rowboat, you can have them any size you want, almost.
What about the bottom? Would it make any difference whether it's round or flat bottom as to which it's called?
Well, most of them would be flat bottom, because very few boats that you row would be rounded, the rowboats, unless they're made with little lifeboats on yachts or something like that, just ordinary rowboat. And of course, in the real nice fishing area, they would have them, but just for boats, for just rowing on the river, would be flat bottom.
And if you have a new boat, just taking it out, what would you say you're doing?
We would say we're hauling it out, that's what I would.
And when you first put it in the water?
Launch it.
What type of seafood do you have around here, or do you...
Well, our shrimp industry is the biggest seafood, shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, some people call it, the name prawn, the prawn is used too, but they're generally referred to as shrimp.
Is prawn the same thing as a shrimp, or is it a...
Prawn type? And shrimp are the same thing, yes.
It's not a special type
no,
or size?
No, no.
What other size shrimp do they get?
Well, shrimp is about the biggest seafood here now. It's about, well, the crab. Of course, they use the crab. That's quite a too, quite an industry, too. But they don't ship the crab as extensively as they do the shrimp. The crab have to be processed. You have to cook them and pick the meat out, and it has to be processed, or it has to be quick frozen. But the shrimp, they just ship them as they are. But you have to process the crabs before you can shrimp them. Of course, now they do process a lot of shrimp, too. In fact, Brunswick over here is a shrimp capital of the world, you know. They process more shrimp over in that county than any place in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they have them shipped in from a number of foreign countries and all.